Good morning, everyone. We're very happy to have you all join us for our first annual Gurudeva Mahasamadhi observance. Oh, in thinking about what to say this morning about Gurudeva and Mahasamadhi, came up with the idea of giving a talk on the Mahavakya, one Maha for another. So, Mahasamadhi, of course, is a great attainment, and Mahavakya is a great saying, sometimes very short statement of truth. So in Mahavakya, you start with the classical Mahavakya, which come from the Upanishads, which we'll look at first, and we'll turn to our Kailasa Parampara. We have four Mahavakya for Chalapaswami and four for Yogaswami. And then we created some for Gurudeva. Unofficial, of course. Couldn't reduce it to four. Gurudeva had more to say than you can put in four Mahavakya. But we have some Mahavakya for Gurudeva, and we'll comment on each of those. But the first ones we'll go through rather quickly just to... not enough time to comment on each of the four sets of Mahavakya. So, the classical ones all come from the Upanishads and emphasize the identity of the soul in God. Read them here, get the lighting a little better. Prajnam Brahma. Pure consciousness is God. Aham Brahmasmi, I am God. That's a very common one. Tattvamasi, thou art that. I am Atma Brahman, the soul is God. So they're all focusing. Morning, Silkies. Welcome. They're all focusing, these four Mahavakyam, on the soul and God and the identity of the soul with God, which of course is one of Gurudeva's primary teachings and the teaching of the Parampara as well. So these four classical Mahavakyam from the Upanishads certainly permeate all the teachings of our Parampara. Chalapaswami had Mahavakya, and he not only had them, he would work at them for extended periods of time. The story goes that he would repeat one Mahavakyam for a year or two or three at a time, meditating on it. And there's wonderful references to these four Mahavakyam in many of Yogaswami's Nachintanai. He certainly respected them well and speaks about them and interprets them quite frequently throughout all Nachintanai songs. So you have to excuse my Tamil. This is written in English, so it's even harder to pronounce because I don't know what's long and what's short. So... Orupolapum illai. There is not one wrong thing. So, before I prepare a talk, which I do usually over 2 days, I get half of it ready yesterday and then get up early and get the other half ready. So when I get up early, the first thing I do is I look at Gurudeva's Master Course lesson of the day. See if there's anything that stands out for the talk, because quite often, the lesson of the day and life relate in a mystical way. It's amazing. So, I found something. It's talking about what the ignorant see as evil, the enlightened see as the activities of low-minded and immature individuals. So I thought that related very nicely to the idea that there is nothing wrong. There's not one wrong thing. And it struck me in a way I hadn't thought about it before, but if everyone was high-minded, there'd be no one to return your karma to you. We'd all be stuck. We couldn't evolve. We have this karma, and no one's going to give it to us. No one's going to hit us. No one's going to speak badly to us. I mean, this karma, we're going to carry it forever, right? We'll never achieve moksha. So We need a mix of people just to work through our karma. So in that sense, you know, you can see it's deliberate. You don't want a world where everybody is kind of perfect, because no one will become totally perfect. You need a world with a mixture of people in it. So in that sense, it's destined to be. It's necessary. Otherwise, we wouldn't make spiritual progress. So I'd never quite looked at it that way, that we need a mix of people on earth just to bring back our karma to us, move forward. Epavo mundinda karyam. It has been accomplished long ago. So I'm skipping that one. That one is worth a number of minutes, but can't do them all. Nam aryom. We do not know. That's an important one. So, of course, this is referring to intellectual knowledge when it says we do not know. Normally, when you think of knowledge, you'd think you're trying to acquire a lot of knowledge, but this is distinguishing between the knowledge of the intellect and the knowledge of the superconscious. So when it comes to deeper mystical experiences, when it comes to the experience of God, the intellect doesn't have a clue. We do not know. If the intellect thinks it understands it, that's a barrier to actually experiencing it. So we have to give up the idea that I can figure this out rationally, I can figure this out with my intellect, and that's how I'll come to experience God. It doesn't work that way. We do not know is the emphasis of the parampara. Yoga Swami's famous remark was, in scolding someone, he said, "It's not in books, you fool." Same idea. And of course, Gurudeva's Raja Yoga aphorism is that the intellect is the greatest barrier to the superconscious. So all of that is saying the same thing, that when it comes to religion, when it comes to the experience of God, the intellect can't help us experience God. It can help us do a lot of things. It can help us run a computer. It can help us go shopping. It can help us cook. It can help us calculate. It can help us do many, many things. It's a useful tool. It's not that the intellect isn't good, but it just doesn't have any place when it comes to experiencing God. It can be the barrier. Last but not least, from Chalapa Swami, Muladam Unmai, all is truth. That one repeats in Yoga Swami coming up. Moving on to Yoga Swami, first one, Tanai Ari, know thyself. So this, of course, we've heard Gurudeva say a few times, right? Know thyself, realize the self. Realize the self, yourself. So definitely that's a strong theme of the parampara. Sarvam Sivam Seya. Siva is doing it all, even creating evil. Sarvam Sivamayam, all is Shiva. And Suma Iru, be still.